A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So, too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. Gratefully, I have never experienced having my house broken into. Family members and friends, however, have had the experience, and they speak about the violation and vulnerability they feel, knowing that someone unknown to them has been through their house and their possessions. They even sense a lingering presence that leaves them unsettled for a long time afterward. It's that unsettled feeling and lingering fear of a break-in that makes today's gospel so startling. Why would Jesus describe the coming of the Lord to be like a break-in? Is the coming of the Lord supposed to be something we anticipate with fear and trepidation? Or could the coming of the Lord be considered more of an inbreaking, like the inbreaking of spring after months of the ice, snow, and cold of winter? Now, such a coming of the Lord would be something to which we could look forward with joy and anticipation, rather than fear and trepidation. As I reflected on the gospel, though, I realized that the coming of the Lord can be and is both breaking in and inbreaking. Depending on the situation and the individual, the Lord's coming can be sudden and unexpected, turning one's world upside down. Or it can be gentle, surprising, and a welcome relief. Either way, the coming of the Lord is meant for our good, not for our detriment. I was once having a difficult time with someone in my life and was being quite hard-headed and hard-hearted about her. One day, a mutual friend of ours gently guided me to a new understanding of the situation and my behavior. It wasn't easy to hear, but like the spring shoot pushing its way through the thawing ground, they were words that managed to find a way through my frozen heart. It was what I needed to hear in order to make a change in my attitude towards this other person. My friend's words were the inbreaking voice of Christ for me. Another friend of mine still speaks of the stinging comment her mother made to her when she was a little girl, confronting her with a certain behavior that needed to be changed. She tells of how she immediately turned her back on her mother and stormed up to her room filled with anger. Her anger, though, turned to tears when she realized that her mother was right. And since that day, my friend has recognized the behavior whenever it rises up within her, and she checks it immediately. Though difficult to hear, her mother's comment was a way of the Lord breaking into my friend's heart in order to be converted. The Lord breaks in or inbreaks in our lives in a variety of ways. In the husband who sits with his dying wife, or the teacher who gives extra attention to a struggling student, or the sister who helps her little brother learn to tie his shoes. These acts of kindness and love speak of the quiet inbreaking of the Lord. But Christ is also present in the break-ins of life, like when a doctor has to tell a patient about a terrible diagnosis, but does so with assurance, confidence, and kindness. Or when the addict hits bottom and discovers there a power and strength that gives her the courage to get clean and sober. Or when the person suffering from incapacitating depression clings to the support and love of family and friends, rather than the debilitations of the disease. In the gospel, Jesus tells us to stay awake. It is the invitation to become more aware of Christ's daily presence in our midst. Whether a breaking in or an inbreaking, His presence turns our world upside down and realigns it as it is meant to be. May we learn to pay attention to these wake-up calls, trusting that they are preparing us for the ultimate inbreaking of our lives when we break into the heart of Christ and meet God face to face.